The goal really is to prevent violence, which we have witnessed in the past. You will notice that even during the campaigns, the current campaigns that are underway, we've seen some barbaric acts. I think we even lost a life. And so different stakeholders decided to come together with a goal to prevent electoral violence. And so that's how come the initiative to have political parties sign the peace pledge was actually birthed.
Well, I understand you will be monitoring these political parties to ensure they uphold their commitment towards these pledges they've made. But is there any enforcement mechanism to ensure they are held to account for any violation of their pledges?
We have in Zambia the Electoral Process Act and the Electoral Code of Conduct, which spells out how political parties should be able to conduct themselves in an election year. So the peace pledge as a tool, it has no legal mandate, and as it were, it's a moral issue, okay? A political party can decide to even abrogate whatever is there in it. However, I mean, just the fact that they came up and then they reaffirmed their commitment to peace, they made those pronouncements that they would not be violent, they will conduct non-violent campaigns, they will conduct issue-based campaigns, they will not use tribal remarks. So the country, even the world, was watching and was listening. This document, of course, it hasn't got teeth to bite as it is with pieces of legislation, which is Electoral Process Act, whose code of conduct is embedded therein.
Some people are expressing skepticism about the Patriotic Front commitment towards the peace pledge because they said President Edgar Lungu and or the vice president did not come to append their signature. And they are saying it appears that supporters of the PF are untouchable when they engage in acts of violence. And that is why they are expressing skepticism about the PF's commitment to this. How do you respond to this? Do you think their criticism is far-fetched?
Yeah, so we were expecting the president of the Patriotic Front, who is also the Republican president of Zambia, to be in attendance to sign the peace pledge. However, the date seemed to have collided with his other assignment to swear in judges. So they were very much committed to the process. They sent their secretary general, who came and signed on behalf of the president. And the president himself, I think, on that particular day issued a statement to support what was happening and that his party was very much committed. And they, through the secretary general, they were going to sign the peace pledge. And then they committed to being peaceful. They pledged to be peaceful. So really, that is a commitment. But as usual, you know, in politics, these are opponents. It's about power contestation. It's about who paints a better picture than who. So anything can come out. Anything can be said. Under any circumstances, maybe they could have shunned the event, but they showed commitment by sending a very senior member of a party, as well as the president himself, issuing a statement to commit to being peaceful.